The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Excuse
testing,
me.
Testing. You don't say.
Oh, testing.
You don't say excuse me when you cough.
You don't? Oh, thank you.
Or when you sneeze, you say excuse me when you burp.
I'm about to sneeze.
Turn your head. The other way. Cover your mouth, okay. Not your eyes.
Okay.
You don't say excuse me when you burp or cough. No, when you burp, you say excuse me, not when you cough or sneeze.
Oh.
And you say excuse me after you sneeze, which is weird.
It's Canadian.
Well, stop it. Stop it. Don't do it here.
Okay.
No one wants that.
All right.
Before I throw a beer can at your head.
Sounds good.
Well, let's talk about the girl who had the beer can thrown at her.
Oh, is that? No.
Everybody's talking about it.
I thought she handled it really well. I was enjoying her set.
You saw her set?
I mean, I saw what she posted, so there's a little bit of a lead up to the beer can. Also, I mean, it's at Uncle Vinny's.
No, it has nothing to do with the club. So,
no, but I'm just saying, all right, calm down. I know you work there.
But it has nothing to do with that. Happens
saying,
anywhere.
I'm just saying it's right, you know, we've worked there a million times. It's not some club we never heard of.
Oh, yeah, but you were saying it happened because it
Listen, don't act like, oh, Uncle Vinny's has the highest quality fucking audience members.
No club in the country has the highest quality audience members.
There's a few clubs where it's more likely. I'm not saying it's true. It's more likely to happen than in other clubs.
I don't agree with that.
It's called Uncle Vinny's.
See,
you're just defending Uncle Vinny's because you work there.
No,
I don't, so I don't give a shit at all.
Okay, if it happened at a place I don't work, it's not the club, it's the person.
I agree. But
look at what happened to me in Canada.
Why did no one tell them to shut up?
Maybe they did before that. Maybe 5 times. You don't know what happened before that video. So I've been to clubs all over the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All
over the world. It's not the club. It's these fucking people who are angry.
Well,
and they're drinking.
Because it's like about Trump. It's like still, like, what are we doing here?
Well,
so crazy.
Yeah, but they have nothing else in life to follow or believe in. You know, anybody that puts all of their fucking eggs in one political basket, whether it be Trump or Biden, what else do they have? They probably don't have kids, or some do. And every day, that's their fucking... That's their charity in their head, or their goal is, you know, when none of those politicians give a fuck about them. So, you know, and people have had, I've had shit thrown at me throughout my career. So I've been on, didn't have videos back then.
They didn't?
No.
Not even invented yet? Wow, that's pretty amazing.
I
was at a club when I very first started. I was really a new comic. And some woman was heckling me relentlessly. And I was like, I felt I was doing fine. I was getting some good ones back. I've always been quick. And then she threw a beer bottle and it smashed on the wall behind me. And, she was getting escorted out or whatever. But it was very shocking. And then I said, oh, this is all I said. This is the dumbest thing in the world. I can't believe I'm about to say it. I go, well, you can't play on my softball team.
That's funny.
It was so dumb. Just because she missed. But, yeah,
I had a guy.
So tell your getting a beer thrown at you story.
Oh, I got a million of them. The one guy, I was smashing his hairpiece, and all of a sudden you see a toupee come flying across the room onto the
stage. Wow. Yeah.
I said, we could send a guy to the moon, but we can't make a fucking hairpiece that you can't spot from a mile away.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it just came flying a hairpiece across.
Wow.
I was at one time, I was working an urban show at Caroline's, and there was two lesbians sitting together, a lesbian couple, and the girl had really short blonde hair, and I go, I love you in Demolition Man, and the other one got up.
I don't know what that.
It's a Wesley Snipes movie where his hair was blonde.
Oh.
So her girlfriend got up, threw a drink at me. The guy that scored out. And I
can't believe people get so offended by this.
And Urban Club, and I go, don't think you're not paying for that drink, bitch. And the crowd went nuts. Then I had a Chinese girl, an Asian girl, throw wine on me. I go, well, I mean, back then this was...
Say it if it's inappropriate. Don't say it.
Well, now it would be considered racist, but back then she threw the drink on me. I go, well, the good thing is one of her relatives will clean it.
Right.
Back then, Asian people owned a lot of dry cleaners.
Oh, I didn't even get it. I was like going rich because that's like...
It's not racist.
Mexican or something. No, I thought you meant on the floor.
Well, I'll talk about... It's been long enough what happened to me in Canada, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on stage at this club, Rumors, in Winnipeg. I'm doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Wednesday and Thursday.
Have you talked about this anywhere else?
Uh-uh.
This is the exclusive, folks.
Yes. Wednesday and Thursday, they do these shows. They're like fundraisers, and they have like silent auctions in the hallway, you know, for crock pots or whatever. People were trying to raise money for their weddings. They're called like wedding social. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It's only in Winnipeg, Canada. Like people are going there and they're raising money for their wedding. Like there's people giving them money. I go, are you going to the wedding? And to one guy goes, no. I go, what the fuck you, whatever. So, but the people know, a lot of the people know the couple get married, but they're still not going to the wedding, but they're there to help them raise money. Which, listen, if you got to raise money for your wedding, maybe tone it down. Take it down a notch. Your wedding. I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. Maybe it's not. Who knows? They do it.
So it's so dumb.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it
it's
was
so dumb and then to like ask other people to pay for your fucking wedding.
I know.
What?
I know. Don't you have a fucking whatever?
But also, yeah, it's like you don't need any money for your wedding. You can just get married.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to fucking pay for your party? What?
So Wednesday and Thursday was pretty crowded. Sets went well. I sold all my merch the first two nights. I had shirts.
Wedding gifts.
I had shirts. I sold them all the
wedding
first
gifts.
Two nights. What, the shirts?
I'll say it again.
Wedding gifts. Oh. So.
What, you didn't get it?
Yeah, what the people were going to give them to the couple.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And.
Would have been okay if you'd acknowledged it as I said it.
All right, we'll do it again. So I saw
No,
do it again.
Because you're going to overlap.
No, I know we'll be time travelers. Testing 1, 2. So I sold all my merch.
Wedding gifts.
Oh, I get it.
See, so, that would have been nice. Lovely.
Well, I laughed at your softball thing. I thought that was funny. You didn't. So,
I mean, someone throws a drink at you, you think you could come up with something better. That girl, people might not have seen it. So what happened was, just before you get too deep into that, that girl, someone called her a Trump supporter, or a Biden, said she voted for Biden. She was like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And then she made a joke at their expense about Trump, and then they threw a beer can.
Well, the crowd went with her on her
joke. Yeah, the crowd was with her. The crowd cheered these hecklers. And then they threw a beer. She picked up, she was surprised. She picked up the beer can, felt that there was still liquid in it, and pounded all the rest of the beer, which...
And now she has AIDS.
And I was going to say, and now she has COVID, but... yeah, and then she went from having like 5,000 followers to, I looked last night, she has over 100,000 followers now.
Will they stay? Now she's got to put
up
content.
I mean, they'll stay. It's just that, you know, it's like that Twitter's fickle. Okay, so carry
Wait,
on.
What was I going to say?
So anyway, I thought she did a good thing. I thought it was funny the way she handled it, and drinking it was pretty ballsy.
Well, it's pretty so badass. Funny when people, you talk to Trump supporters, and look, Biden supporters are the same, just on the other side. Well, no, they're not the same, but they're as passionate for him as...
I don't know if people are as passionate for Biden.
Oh, maybe not.
But I just think it's just so weird that you would like... So the guy that, I can't remember his name, fuck. The guy that she was opening for is not, also not in any way right wing. And like the fact that they would go to this comedy club hoping beyond hope that it was Trump supporters. I mean, the heckle was that it wasn't really a heckle, because she asked if there's any questions and someone said, did you vote for Trump or something like that? Or did you vote for Biden? And she said, we don't need to talk about that kind of thing. She kind of brushed off. And they were like, you voted for Biden. And she goes, yeah, so. And they were like, I could tell by your material. But it's like, why would you be mad? Like, if so, you know what I mean? Like, it's just weird to go to a comedy club and hope that it's a Trump supporter. Like, are they just judging everyone? They're like, okay, judging by this person's jokes, they're, this is where they vote. You know?
Well, if they go, fuck Trump. But Trump supporters cracking me up, they go, well, we love him, he's not a politician. I go, would you have a fucking roofer do your dental work?
I think I did.
See, you didn't smile at that one. That was a good one.
I can't smile very well today, because I did get dental work done yesterday, so I still have.
So I'm in Canada. So the Wednesday and Thursday is pretty
crowded.
Won't
be able to blow you for a couple of weeks.
Promises.
I won't be able to.
Oh.
Wait, promises. I don't get it. You don't want it?
No, I'm only kidding.
Okay, so in Winnipeg, Canada. Let's go.
So Wednesday and Thursday go.
We'll edit this in order. Don't worry.
We don't edit it.
I'm joking.
Oh.
Sheesh.
So the first show Friday's crowded. There's 5 girls right in the front. Well,
women.
Before the show, the...
Five women.
The security...
Girls sounds very young, and I don't think they were.
The security there goes, let me know if you need something. I usually can handle it, but... So... They're talking throughout the show, but not
the openers too, right?
Yeah, but they're not heckling me. They're just talking amongst themselves and drinking right in the front. So people in the back don't know what's going on, but it's the most annoying thing, because they're right in the front. They're not even paying attention. Like, why? It's like they went out for dinner.
Yeah,
not to a comedy club.
I've had that before. It's
I'd rather them heckle me.
Right,
so
then
the people
you can respond,
and the people would know, and I'm like, please be quiet throughout, please, and they're drinking. I go, look, and there were 5 indigenous girls. I'm like,
women.
Look, women.
Well, just as like, you know.
Well, they weren't older. They were younger. So.
Still, it's probably best if you're going to try to get people on your side to use correct terminology.
Five dames.
Five skirts sitting in the front.
But you're talking, and throughout, and I'm like, you're trying to do a show. People in the back don't know what's going on. And I was like, you know, please be quiet, please. You know, then I was like, you know, and they're drinking. I'm going, you know, call your sponsors, go back to meetings. Like I would say to any drunk people, mm-hmm. anybody drunk, you know, hey, go back to meetings. You know, you won't act like this in public. And they, when I did say stuff to them, they came back and you could tell they were drinking and drunk and just obnoxious. So eventually, you know, I looked at the security guard. I went, you know, I didn't want to make it
too obvious.
Too obvious. And he finally came and they were thrown out. They were thrown out. And
then some people were upset that they got thrown out, right?
Yes, yeah, because they don't know why. And in Winnipeg, you know, they're all scattering not to offend Indigenous people now because of the past of what went on with Canadians and Indigenous people.
They're just finding about their own horrific past.
Yes.
They found
children that were buried or...
Yes, yes.
In Winnipeg.
Children's, yeah, in Vancouver too, all over Canada, but...
That were taken from their families.
They were, it turns out that they took Indigenous children from their families, put them in these big group homes, and then...
To teach them to be white.
To teach them to be white, but then just basically like... Some destroyed of them, and abused them until the point that they died, like a lot of them died.
But I don't know how true that story is or if it's exaggerated.
Well, sure, in any case, some bad shit happened.
Bad shit happened.
Right. And Canada's feeling very guilty about it, terrible about it. So,
especially in Winnipeg, which is a very big Indigenous
community.
So they were asked to leave. Then I probably said some, you know, stuff, you know. I was
that
mad.
Was what? Inappropriate?
Lightly. You know, lightly.
You made a crack about their dream catchers.
Dream catchers and teepees.
Okay.
So, and then people started getting up leaving. And this one lady gets
How
up.
How many do you say?
Not many, 30 or 40.
No, that many people left?
Oh, there were, I've never had this happen to me. I've had a, you know, two,
wow,
three.
I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. I thought
I've had a table walk out. Not, like, this rattled me. I've never seen a room empty like this. And one lady gets up, says something. I go, well, they were rude. And then she says, well, they're allowed to be rude. No, that was the mindset.
Right.
You know, because they're just pandering now to Indigenous people up there.
Right.
They're pandering and they
can't change the past, so they're trying to like work on.
And you know, it's a table of all white people. I don't see any Indigenous friends sitting with you.
Right.
So, I mean, it empties, but people stayed, and then I finished the show, and it went well, and some Indigenous people stayed that were Indigenous, that were on my side, and there's always some sellouts. No, but they were on my side.
Oh, my God, don't now trash them.
No, so they were on my side. Anyhow, so after the show, the manager there says, oh, what happened with Indigenous people, this and that.
So you're just getting the lowdown after the fact.
Yes.
They should tell you that before anyway.
Yeah. But also, too, it was part of my fault telling the security I can handle it, but then he didn't see me go, you know,
him. Yeah, come on.
So anyhow, so it's gone. They're gone. Then I do the second show Friday. No problems. Goes well. Saturday, the owner came, and it was Pat, and I fucking crushed in front of the owner and then did a second, and it went well the whole
rest of the weekend.
So it was one incident out of out of six shows, one incident. Next thing you know, there's this article in Canadian, what's it called? CBC or something?
The CBC, I guess, yeah.
You know, I should bring
Canadian
up
Canadian Broadcasting Company, but they also have, like, print media.
Yeah. Canadian Broadcasting Company. And it's fucking trashing me.
It's the headline is American comedian is racist.
Yeah.
Towards indigenous people or something like that.
Should I bring up the article and read some of it? Or?
No, don't give that fucking bitch. First of all, I mean, this is, so there's an incident, you know, whatever. It could have been handled differently, many, you know, whatever. But then in comes this reporter, we'll call her a reporter, who
probably found some people that walked out, or I don't know
how it comes to her, but she doesn't contact Rich.
And she said she did try.
And in the article, she says, we got no comment back from Richard. We tried to contact him. And nobody, your email is listed on your website. You could do DMs on any number of platforms. They could have called the club for your number. Nothing, no outreach whatsoever. So that's a full blown lie. And then lies about a lot of the things that were said.
And says they walked out, not thrown out.
Yes. And like as though you were just hounding them until they had to leave.
You know.
And then says that you started off by being racist by saying, go see your sponsor.
Talk to your sponsor or go to a meeting.
That's her being racist. That's her putting on. You don't have those preconceived ideas about indigenous peoples. That's her.
I don't even know the story behind indigenous peoples.
Don't you think if she had said Rich Voss, a 36 year
sober comic.
Sober comic tells people to go see a sponsor, would have had a different twist on it than, like, I mean, that bitch, that's the laziest, and that's what's happening all over the place, where these people have to get their stories out so quickly, they have to get fucking likes, and so they put the most craziest headline on it that they can, so people click, 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 and people did click, click, click.
And also the manager, he'll never be back, or we're not going to book him, or, you know, he said he stuck up for me. But not in that article, he didn't.
Yeah,
you know, and I got along great with him. You know, I'm killing all week up there. Sold all my merch. The owner saw me kill. You know,
of the reasons why you didn't talk about it was because I had a deal pending with Canadian television, which we didn't want to go south. So you really couldn't talk about it, which. Thank you. I appreciate it because that deal has now gone through. But it's like,
I didn't even tweet it. Nothing. Yeah, no. I let it go.
And it's so frustrating to not stand up for yourself.
Especially.
In a situation like that. But the truth is that you can't stand up for yourself. Like, nobody wants to hear it. That's not the story anyone wants to hear. The story everyone wants to hear is, oh, racist American. Well, why do you think it's racist American? Wasn't it Canadians who did the damage in the first place? Are outsiders all supposed to know your fucking history?
Also, too. She's a hack writer. Wouldn't you want the real story?
She doesn't, but you want. Because she gets probably, like, you know, 4 cents every time someone clicks on it or something. That's how they get paid. It's just such a shitty system.
A lawyer said I could probably sue her if I wanted for defamation of character. I don't know if they have
but
that
then
in
they'd
Canada.
Have, no, but the defamation of character is so hard because then they'd have to prove you've never been racist, which now it makes it so that they would dig around until they found every single instance of you being racist, which is out there because you're a fucking comedian.
Yeah, but racist is how you are in real life. There's a difference between...
No. Don't be silly. Are you kidding me? Nuance now? There's nuance in everything? No, there's no nuance. Nobody's looking at your real life. Nobody's looking at the good stuff that you do. They're just looking to find the bad shit so that they can take you down. That's it. Don't pretend for a second that any kind of lawsuit would be like, well, actually, in his real life, you know, he grew up in this neighborhood and his best friends were this person. Can you please stop doing that?
Well,
you don't need to change your gum.
You don't need to tell me what I need. Why's my stomach? It's like, I feel like I, whatever.
I don't know. I was going to take a COVID test this morning. I felt so bad last night. I don't know what's going on.
Anyhow, she was, in my opinion, in my opinion, just a hack writer.
Horrible.
We tried to reach out to him. No, you didn't. No. Then maybe you would have got the story. But even if they did reach out to me, they would have. She would have twisted it, and still, you know, they were thrown out of the club. They were obnoxious. They were drinking. They were loud. They shouldn't have been in the front row. And as a comic, I did say a couple. I guess.
I mean, it's just like your job as a comedian is.
It's to make light of what's going on.
I mean, it's so hard. You're in the moment. You're letting, you know. You let, if you're a really good comedian, you let your subconscious do a lot of the heavy lifting when you're talking to people. You got to go quick, you know? And it's like you can't always put the brakes on something that's coming out. It's like, you know, there should be sort of, I don't want comedians to trash people and be mean and racist, but it's like, you got to let a little bit slide. That's the whole fucking thing. It's so crazy. It's just crazy how... you can't be perfect. No one can. And these people that, you know, expect everyone else to be like that reporter, I'm sure you could go into her life and find instances. I bet you could go through her Twitter and find stuff that's inappropriate.
But I bet you she's a young girl. She can't be a good writer and been, you know, she might even be.
First of all, I wouldn't say she's young or old. I have no idea. I don't remember. But. Like, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's in your business. You're there to make money. So how do you make money as a journalist? You get clicks. How do you get clicks? You put a salacious headline on. You know what I mean? Even if you have to slightly make it up.
Yeah, but like...
She doesn't care about you.
No, not at all.
She doesn't care about the truth. Uh-huh. She cares about, like...
Some bullshit story. But why on earth...
Rich, you said you weren't going to do that anymore.
No, I didn't. You said... Did I say it?
Are you going to do that again? Switch out your gum in the middle so you can into the mic? What? It's just absolutely insanity to me that I have to have this fucking conversation with you every time we do a podcast.
Yeah, I'm
on
not
the
in
podcast.
The mic.
No, but it's weird. You can't go at fucking, we have 15 minutes left. You can't go another 15 minutes without changing your gum. You have fucking problems. You have issues. Do you not see that? Every single podcast?
I chew the gum. That's what I do. It's not bothering anybody right now. You can't hear it. I turn my head
away. But why do you have to do it? That's the question I'm asking you.
Why do I do it? Because the other one wasn't working anymore.
So you can't go without a constant fucking drip of...
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can't, though, because you won't do it. You refuse. It's just like you refuse to learn that the cat is a boy. You refuse, like, there's so many things in your life that you just, you're like, I'm done trying for anyone else. It's just me. Whatever I feel like doing, whatever I want. Maybe you are a fucking racist against indigenous people. You know, yesterday wasn't it National Indigenous People Day or something?
Wasn't it Thanksgiving in,
It's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I celebrated. So,
by what? And, doing what? Chewing gum and calling the cat a girl?
Why do you?
My female pronoun.
I don't
like,
mean
who cares? The cat doesn't care. No one cares. It's the fact that you just won't learn. After 3 years, you're still like she.
We haven't had a cat for 3 years.
2 years? Two and a half?
I don't know. When did we get the cat?
I'm going to guess 2.5 years ago.
I like you in black. A black turtleneck. That's what you should wear on stage like that. That highlights all your I'm telling you, with your hair like that, that's a go. That's a go. Well, in life, I mean, think about it.
Why?
I'm not from Canada. Why?
Like, we don't have to talk about this anymore.
I know, but
we're on to now, like, your actual...
But why would I be... racist towards indigenous people? What? Why on earth? I don't remember. Remember when I was in?
No.
I don't know a lot about other countries' social
issues. So you're not racist. You're ignorant.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go. Anyhow, you know. Last time after that I went to Canada, there was no problems after that. And I'll go back to Canada. I like working in Canada. I won't go back to Winnipeg, or maybe I will, and have a press conference.
Wow.
I want to have one of those press conferences with all the microphones, you know, and then I'll take questions. I'll go, CNN.
But haven't you been racist in the past?
No, I've just tried to be funny.
Oh, I remember you saying XYZ in the past.
Yes, and I was trying to be funny.
Well, do you think that sometimes being funny, you're actually being racist?
No, I think being racist is when you have power and you hold people down because of their race or religion.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean, you could still be racist.
Yeah, you could be a racist person.
You could say shit about people. It is true. Like, we shouldn't be just sitting around, like, trashing people.
No, of course. But look at movies. There's so many racist things in movies, but they get a pass because there's a story behind it or whatever, you know.
Well, the movie's not being racist, the people in the movie.
Yes.
But it's like,
yes,
it obviously is hurtful to hear stuff about yourself don't like. Like
what Kanye West said.
That one girl, the Ariel or whatever her name is, she made one joke against a Trump supporter.
But they,
and they got so mad they threw a fucking beer can against the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
and sometimes you go into clubs, not so much anymore, but, you know, 10 years ago, you would go into a club and it would be gay joke, gay joke, gay joke, gay joke, gay joke. It's like, it's got to be, after a while. You know what I mean? I've heard people make fun of Canadians where I've gotten a little bit like, hey, watch it.
I barely ever hear that. Look it.
You know what I mean? But then people go, oh, have a sense of humor about it. It's like, it's easy to say when it's not about you, but then when it turns to about you or, you know, something that affects you, it is a little hard to take.
You're right. But then you go to a gay comedy show and they're trashing straight people. And I mean, back then, I think now is different. You know, look what Kanye West tweeted. He's out of his fucking mind. And right. He's got how many million followers?
What did he tweet again?
I'm going to go Death Con on Jewish people or something.
Yeah, but it's Def Con.
What did he say?
Death Con.
Whatever.
Anyway.
You know, and let me tell you, I'm sure throughout his career, he has worked with many Jewish people in the music industry.
Well, he's also mentally ill. Like, he's on a manic
depression. What?
He's like going off the deep end.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, like, I don't think he really, I don't know. I have a hard time believing he really hates Jewish people. I think he's got problems, mental problems.
Well, so that gives you a...
It doesn't give you a pass. I'm just saying, I don't think his intention, I don't think, honestly, he hates all Jewish people. Because like you said, he's had to have worked with Jewish people in this business. He must have Jewish friends. Somebody did something to him where he, like, you know, got so mad that he tweeted that, you know, and it's...
Well, it just feeds
into... And the reason he tweeted it is because he's mentally ill. Where some people... Look, you would say that about... In the privacy of your own home or whatever, you get angry or you're in a car and somebody cuts you off. You say shit that you wouldn't tweet. You know what I mean? That's what I think it was.
He can't be... Listen, to say something off the top of your head when you're angry is different than sitting here writing.
I agree. I mean, that's why I think he's...
You know, if every Jew that works with him in the business just cut him loose.
They might.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know how many more chances he can get.
You know, he's not the first rapper to go after Jews, you know.
Oh, no, there's a concerted effort from I don't know where, from I don't know who's doing it, but there's a concerted effort to make black people and Jewish people fight.
Yeah, because
it's
two minorities.
Yeah, so if they're fighting, I guess they can't be like...
Worrying about the power structure of what's going on, you know.
But you can see it like trying to be wedged in all the time. It's constantly there.
It's ridiculous. The two most hated groups in this country, and gays, and Asians. And,
well, yeah,
and
I mean, Latinx. That's the whole goal is for, you know, I don't know.
This to separate and divide.
This gets into conspiracy theory shit, but it does seem true that or billionaires would have a vested interest in making sure that everybody was fighting, because if we were all on the same page, we wouldn't have, we'd make them pay taxes. We'd, you know, make them pay for fucking bridges and tunnels. And, you know, it's like crazy that we sit around arguing and throwing beer cans at one another over fucking if you voted for Biden or not. It's like, they must love that. They just must be like, this is exactly what we wanted. No more, you know, they don't want everyone protesting together. That would be insane. That would be, they would be unable to stop the masses if that were to happen.
An uprising against the...
against the billionaires. I mean, it's like they should make being a billionaire illegal.
Yeah, but then they would have...
And
they would separate their fortunes under different businesses.
I know, there's no way to do it.
There's no way to stop it. And, you know,
would say, how come they don't need that much money? Like, why do they want so much money? They don't need it. They know they don't need it. They'll never spend it. They don't care. They don't want you to have it. Because if you don't have it, then they can get you to fucking work at Walmart and
fucking Byron,
not have any health care and all that shit.
Byron Allen just bought $100 million home in Malibu.
No.
$100 million home in Malibu, listed as the most expensive house an African American has bought. $100 million home.
You mean somebody else has more than $100 million?
No, that's the most expensive.
No, home. You said African American, but is there like, listen, like an Asian person that has a more expensive home?
The penthouse, you know that building in New York I always look at, the tall one they just built?
Mm-hmm.
The penthouse goes for $250 million.
No.
Yes.
How is that? It's so mind-boggling.
$250 million.
Jesus.
It's the highest residential property in the world. $250 million.
I mean, who has $250 million to spend? It's so crazy.
Who has $100 million to buy a home? $100 million,
like, wild.
You know, he has four homes: one in Malibu, Beverly Hills, New York.
Right. Then you think, like, and Aspen. It's not just about the money of like buying the homes. Then you got to like furnish it and have all those workers and
to keep up $100 million home has to cost
probably four times that.
$50,000, $100,000 a month, probably. Who knows? I'm just throwing numbers out.
Yeah, no, we don't know what we're talking about.
We don't know, but
I don't even know what a billion is. Is a billion a thousand hundred? A thousand million, thousands?
A thousand million.
A thousand millions, I meant. That's what I meant. Is it? Or a million millions?
No, it's not a million. It's a thousand.
A thousand millions.
Want me to look it up for you? It's a thousand million. Okay, hold on. Okay, how many millions in a billion? It's going to be 1,000. How?
Okay, people are like right now are going like they're.
I say it's 1,000.
They're mad that we're so dumb.
Millions. How many millions are in a billion? What did I say? 1,000. How many does 100 million make a billion? Never. The American billion is 1,000 million. Like I said.
Okay.
That's having $1 million 1,000 times is a billion. And one day, Elon Musk lost $13 billion in one day.
$13 billion.
So that's $13,000 million. $13,000 million.
Wow.
Like, to have that much money and not want to. And maybe they do give to charities.
They do give to charity, but they give, like, they'll be like, "Oh, we gave $2 million to this school."
That's
we gave
nothing.
Like it's nothing. They should be forced to like fix a bridge or tunnel. You know, all our bridges and tunnels are like at the point where they could go down at any minute. They all need fixing.
Everyone?
Like literally every single one of them.
I didn't know you were doing a lot of research.
I'm doing a lot of research on bridges and tunnels.
I didn't know that.
No, every time I go over a bridge, I go, "Oh, is today the day?"
Well,
in that tunnel, you know that tunnel's going to fucking collapse at some point going into the city.
It can, because the pressure makes it stronger on the tunnel. the way they
I didn't know you did so much research about the tunnel.
Yeah, I did read that. The pressure from, and it's below the dirt, not below the water. You know that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's underwater, but it goes deep into the dirt.
Oh.
All right, let's wrap this up.
I still have a big fucking...
Oh, there's nothing funny in this. There's no clip.
There's no clip.
No clip.
We got no clip today.
No clip. You don't always have to have a clip, right?
Well, yeah, you always have to have a clip.
You do?
I mean, how are you going to promote if you don't have a clip?
All right. Let's do a fake clip.
Okay. Well, you know, the good clips are always like when I'm mad at you.
No. When you're...
I mean, it does drive me nuts that you're like, you seem like in this... In your the sunset years, are you in your sunset years yet? That you've refused to learn anything new. Is that true?
No.
You won't get glasses.
I got glasses.
But you're wearing. I put on those dollar fucking glasses just to look at the temperature this morning, because I didn't have my glasses on when I woke up and got coffee. They are so dirty. I you can't possibly see out of them. It's crazy.
Everything looks misty.
Yeah. I don't see how it's helping. Okay. And then you don't wear your glasses and you're always like this looking at everything. How do you see the TV?
I'm just surprised that you're saying that.
You're like this. Okay. So what's going on? Why won't you, why no improvements anymore? You're done improving anything.
Wait, you're saying, I think that whole glasses is a scam.
Whatever.
To get me to buy glasses.
So who? It's so crazy that you would. You're like, I think it's a scam. Where are you? I think it's a scam.
Mrs. Exaggerator.
These glasses are good when you don't have makeup on.
You don't have makeup?
No.
Look at you.
I got up very late.
Are you?
I had a bad sleep.
Yeah. That's sad. Go take a nap.
I will later, but I gotta do a bunch of stuff first. I got so much writing to do. That's the thing, you make these fucking deals and then you gotta do it.
I know, and you're so great at it, but you're good.
Stop. You knew that I'd get mad if you just like went into your own thing, what you wanted to
do. Wow, so yeah, Bonnie's writing up a storm. You walk by her room, walk in the living room, you walk into the kitchen. So she's a writer all day long, so you got to give it to her. We didn't even talk about my daughter's wedding. That was Friday night.
Yes, right.
What a fucking good wedding.
These it was fun.
Young people love weddings. They drink and dance. I've never
the
seen...
The amount of drinking that goes on is insane.
Yes.
We went to her house. We were there at 1.
2 o'clock.
Oh, at 2 o'clock, we were at Ellen's, your other daughter's house.
Uh-huh.
Where all the bridesmaids and everybody was getting ready. Raina's a bridesmaid. And they were drinking. Some of them were drunk already.
Yeah.
And I saw them later in the night. They're still going.
My daughter, Ellen, is such a great dancer. But she can do it with one drink in her hand. And I realized how many nights she must have went out practicing, drinking, and dancing. Like, she could dance way better than most people. When they were young, like 10 and 8, we used to dance to Let Me Clear My Throat, that song. We'd be on the table in my living room, on the couch, and we're all dancing to Let Me Clear My Throat. And then we dance.
What, that's a song?
Yeah. Let me, you want to hear something?
No, just carry on. We don't need to hear it.
You've heard it. And then they played at the wedding and I was dancing with them. It was kind of cool, like, you know.
Brought back some memories.
25 years later, we're dancing to the same, you know, they were little kids and now they're adults. It's kind of sweet. It was a good wedding.
I like Alan, her husband.
Nice guy, good
Mary,
guy.
Great guy, good family.
Ellen's speech was so good. I go, I'm not going to be able to follow it. My daughter. And Alan's brother's speech was good. He went first and my daughter, and then I had to close it out. And it went all right.
You did pretty good. You got some big laughs.
Yeah, but there was some stuff from some beautiful moments too. I could easily
get Oh, layers. Yeah. I mean, some of them were, you go, this was, can I just say this was kind of funny? You were like, you go, my daughter, Jessica, who's my oldest, and she was the one who taught me how to love unconditionally, right? So first of all, you're dissing your ex-wife pretty hard on that
No,
one.
That's, no, what, kids okay. are, that's a different
okay,
love.
That's fine. I didn't mind that. I was like,
that's
okay,
a different
let
love.
That go. So the audience goes, oh, right? Like, you know, and then you just kept repeating it. You go, yeah, she taught me how to love unconditionally.
No, I
mean,
didn't.
I loved her unconditionally.
No, I didn't.
She was, for me, the teacher of how I learned to love unconditionally. I'm exaggerating, but it was funny.
I said it no more than twice.
You kept saying it because you didn't have anything beyond that. The audience was like, yeah. Oh, we thought you were going to be like, when I held her in my arms and I looked down, something in me changed, you know, something like that. Something that took it just another step further. No, all it was she taught me how to love unconditionally.
I'm not.
I just learned that word. Let me say it again. Unconditionally. It was kind of.
I told some nice, beautiful stories. When my daughter.
You said that your daughter.
When she was like 5 years old, 6 years old, there was a little girl crying in the street, and my daughter walked up, grabbed her by a hand, and took her home. And that's when I knew she was a good person. Then I go, I mean, I really didn't give a shit about the kid. I just, whatever I said.
They got a good laugh. Yeah. And then they were like, tell the unconditional thing again. Unconditional. It was pretty funny. Because you, I could even tell you didn't know where to go with it. Because they were like, on bated breath.
I had so
they were like this. Oh. She started getting a tear. And then you were like, I mean, I loved her unconditionally. And I learned unconditional love from her. You just kept repeating.
No, I didn't. You're exaggerating.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
So,
thank
October,
you so much. Oh, you
October 21st, I'll be at the Ridgefield Playhouse with Mike Cannon, Yamanika Sanders, Isabel Hagen. October 21st.
That sounds like a great fucking show.
It's really good. October 21st.
Can I just say Ridgefield something about Yamanika? Playhouse. I love watching her because it's always a different material. It's so fucking funny to me. I mean, it's like belly laughs.
Do that again. And
I don't know about Isabel Hagen. I don't know her.
She's very funny. Great joke writer. You would like her.
Maybe I don't like joke writers anymore. You taught me how to love jokes unconditionally.
Mm.
Once I met you, I was into jokes unconditionally. I unconditionally love jokes.
Anyhow, don't believe everything you read from some
hack
writers.
Remember you kept going, it's a hatchet job, and then someone pointed out that might be a racist term. All right, thank you, everybody.
October 21st.
Peace out. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
September 5th, Lil Baby presents
It's Only Us Tour.
Made it out to treasure this type of
at PPG Pay. Get ready for an epic summer. Lil Baby's IOU Tour has finally touched down. It's Lil Baby live in concert
featuring the
Kid LAROI,
Glow Brilla,
Glossa,
Rilo
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Mammoth Live and AG Touring.